Hello everyone and welcome to the first ever Lanchester EP podcast. And this evening we're recording our podcast from ICA in Hungary, where we've been for the last 24 hours. And I've got four of our year five boys here with me this evening, along with Mr. Gill, who's accompanied me, Mr. Bailey, over to Hungary over the last 24 hours. So boys, we are in ICA now, but we didn't start off in ICA this morning. Where were we this morning?
Budapest.
Been in Budapest this morning. We arrived in Budapest last night. We enjoyed going out and exploring the sights and the sounds of Budapest last night. What was the accommodation like last night in Budapest? Where were we staying in Budapest last night?
A dream apartment.
Was it nice?
Yes. Yeah,
very nice. Yeah, we sort of had a night of luxury in Budapest last night, didn't we? And it was a little bit wet and sort of gloomy sort of last night in Budapest. Sort of remind us a little bit of the UK, but what's the weather been like today since we woke up?
Sunny.
We've had a glorious sunny day here, haven't we, in Budapest, so it's been a perfect day for exploring. And we have done a bit of exploring on our feet as well, but we've lots of different transport today. Can we think of some of the transport that we've been on? We've definitely seen lots of trams around the city. We've been in a taxi.
Underground.
We've been on the underground, and how we got to ICA this evening, we've been on a
Train.
Yeah, trains are lots of different transport as well as sort of walking around as well. So when we got into Budapest this morning, we actually discovered a little bit about the history of the city, because we've got the river in between them. What's the river called again? Remember?
Danube.
Yeah, we've got the river Danube. And what's the two places called on either side of the river?
Buda and Pest.
Yeah, we've got Buda and Pest there. So, good memory, Chess. And what side were we on when we first sort of arrived this morning?
Pest.
We were on the Pest side, didn't we? So we had a walk along the side of the River Danube. And there was something strange on the side of the river that we spotted this morning, sort of something there. What did we have on the side of the river?
Shoes.
Yeah, there was lots of shoes there. We had some different ideas why the shoes might be there. Sort of, what were your ideas as to why there's shoes?
Because of people who might have fallen in the river and...
Yeah, it might be sort of remembering sort of people who have fallen in the river. What other type of people sort of use the river?
Sailors that have given their lives.
Yeah, maybe sort of sailors has given their lives, but certainly we're very moved by those statues that were on the side of the river this morning, weren't we? So then we went for a little walk. We crossed over the bridge from the Pest side to the...
Buddha.
The Buddha side there. And then we got in a different sort of transport again, weren't there? There was a sort of funny little bus. It was a bit like
a golf cart.
Yeah, there was like a golf cart. And to begin with, we had the driver who took us up to the castle, but then who took over sort of as our driver?
Charlie.
We did. We had Charlie there sort of there. And he started off quite good, but then we ended up getting...
Lost.
We ended up getting lost, didn't we? So we're running a little bit late this afternoon, so we had to get another form of transport. We all jumped in a...
Taxi.
We did. We got a taxi. Where did we take the taxi to?
The Parliament.
Yeah, we did. Went to the Parliament building, didn't we? Must have been very important visitors for us to get invited into the Parliament building this afternoon. So what type of things did we see in the Parliament building? What things caught our eye?
Crown jewels,
wasn't it? Yeah, sort of a bit like how we have our crown jewels in the Tower of London. There was the crown jewels that we seen in the Parliament building. Could we just walk up and touch the crown jewels and put who was guarding them?
The
guards.
There were some soldiers with some guards sort in there, didn't we? And we nearly got ourselves into trouble at one point. Who got us into trouble?
Mr. Gill.
What was Mr. Gill doing that got us into trouble?
He was leaning against the post.
I don't think the guards were very happy and came over with them. They had their big long swords there. I think if we'd been in trouble, I was just leaving Mr. Gill to it. I definitely wasn't going to defend him with those guards there with their long swords. So then we've enjoyed. We had a little explore around Budapest. It was a lovely sort of day weather-wise for having a bit wander around. We're all very impressed as to how beautiful Budapest was. But then this evening, we've had a couple of hours... On what type of transport we've been on this evening?
Train.
How did you enjoy the train journey? What type of things have you been doing? Sort of
Playing some Uno card games.
Cards. There's been some very competitive sort of games of Uno going, hasn't on these train journeys? But you've been excellent on the train. So where are we now? Where are we now in Hungary? Which part of Hungary are we in now?
Uh,
Oike.
Oike. Oike. We've got our pronunciation right, and we had been saying Ica, but we realised now it's Oike. Oike. We've sort of got, we realise if we say Oike, people and so. So we've just had a couple of hours in Oike this evening. How we spent our time sort of in Oike this evening. What did we enjoy this evening?
Meal.
Nice meal, haven't we? No, okay. So what somebody in particular enjoyed the meal? What did we have to eat this evening?
Spaghetti,
wasn't it? Spaghetti. Isn't it? Now this is where Mr. Bailey can own up. Mr. Bailey told that you were eating chicken sort of this evening, but with actually some Hungarian food called schnitzel. Schnitzel. So you've actually been eating schnitzel this evening, sort of there. So there. I was telling you that was Hungarian chicken, but it's like actually you've been sort of enjoying, sort of experiencing the food. And that's what part of this week's about, isn't it? Trying out different things. And I've been really impressed. So we've enjoyed a bit of sightseeing. We've enjoyed seeing Budapest and Oike over the last couple of days. And so where we're going tomorrow? What are we doing tomorrow?
We're going to school.
We're going to spend time sort of in our partner school in Oike tomorrow. So we'll be back online again tomorrow night. We're going to record another podcast tomorrow evening. I'm sure all the listeners will enjoy hearing what we have to say about our day at the school in Oike. And we're also going to go out and visit a museum tomorrow afternoon. And we'll be spending time having a meal with some of our other European visitors tomorrow night. So thank you very much, boys. You've been absolutely fantastic recording our first ever podcast. I'm sure the listeners back home will have some wonderful comments to say about our podcast, and we look forward to speaking to you all again tomorrow night. Thank you very much, everyone.